Therefore, O Prophet, keep up your mission of admonition. By the grace of your Rabb, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. Do they say he is but a poet? We are waiting for some misfortune to befall him. Tell them, wait, if you will. I too shall wait with you. Do their faculties of reasoning prompt them to say this, or is it merely that they are wicked people? Do they say, this man has invented this Quran himself? Nay, they do not want to believe. Let them produce a scripture like this. If what they say is true, were they created by no one, or were they their own creators? Have they created the heavens and the earth? Nay, they will never be convinced. Do they possess the treasures of your Rabb, or is it they who control them? Do they have a stairway to heaven by means of which they overhear him? If so, let any of them who overheard him bring clear proof. Is he to have daughters and you sons? Do you ask them compensation for your service, that they should fear to be overburdened by a debt? Do they have the knowledge of the unseen, and they write it down? Do they intend to devise a plot against you? If so, the disbelievers themselves will be trapped in their plot. Do they have a God other than Allah? Exalted is Allah, far above those deities they associate with him. They are such people that even if they will see a part of heaven falling down, they would say, it is but a mass of clouds. So leave them alone until they encounter that day of theirs wherein they shall sink into fainting with terror. The day when their plotting will avail them nothing and none will help them. Surely, for such wrongdoers, there is another punishment besides that. Even though most of them do not realize that, therefore, wait for the judgment of your Rabb with patience. We are surely watching over you. Glorify your Rabb with his praises when you wake up, and glorify him in part of the night, and also as the stars fade away.